Vignette number 109 from Zen is right here. Teaching stories and anecdotes of Shunryu Suzuki. One day during a lecture, a stranger sat in Zazen posture in the front, very close to Suzuki Roshi. He mimicked Roshi's movements, made weird facial expressions and threatening gestures. He blew toward the candle burning behind Suzuki Roshi. Roshi took no notice of him. When Roshi got up to leave, he did his usual bows, turned, then whirled back and quickly blew out the candle. He walked up the aisle laughing to himself. That's from Lou Richman. Sokoji, 1968. Yeah, every once in a while, he'd do something wacky. And I was just reading yesterday, I did a podcast with Tim Ford that went up just yesterday, and I looked at his interview from 25 and a half years ago, 1995. I did an interview for him, and you know, talking to people, gathering information for Crooked Cucumber, and in it, oh, you know, I think I'll go read it because it's funny what he says. Here we are. Once Suzuki Roshi was lecturing at Sokoji downstairs, and I was sitting in the pews with everyone else, and all of a sudden, he pulled out a fan and stuck it behind his head, and he said, "And tomorrow it's New Year's." And he started making funny faces, and I thought, okay, he's lost it. That must have been January 1st of 1969 coming up. Anyway, I thought that was great when he said he lost it. So every once in a while he'd do something wacky. Neat. I know there was I wasn't there, but I think the first New Year's that we were at Tassajara, you know, it was an interim. So I was in the city taking a little time off. I've been there pretty much all the time since March of 66. But I'm sorry I missed it because Suzuki Roshi was there for that. And I think they made mochi, you know, they pounded the rice and stuff like that. And I think they had sake, which is very traditional in Japan in temples to do that on New Year's Eve. And then you ring the bell, the biggest bell you've got, the denjo is what we called it, 108 times. I don't know if they did that. But there was a party. And Suzuki Roshi was no party animal. I mean, usually if we had any sort of party, he'd make an appearance, and then after a while, he'd leave. But that's not what he did in that one. He was dancing around with people. And at some point, I remember they said he put a lampshade on his head and danced around. So, yeah. Good for him. And then there's, you know, one of the vignettes in this book, I think. Yeah, I've probably already read, is Stephen Gaskin saying he was at a picnic in Golden Gate Park with, you know, Zen students and Suzuki Roshi. And there was a baby blanket on the ground, and Suzuki Roshi just lay down and rolled up in it and pretended to be a baby. So that's good. That's good. Like he said to Tony Johansson, I can't always be wise. He was talking in that case about maybe he was wrong. And when he was sick, he said, now I can be a little, now I can be like a little baby. So he enjoyed that. He had a tremendous sense of responsibility, you know, so mainly, but he wasn't tense or anything, you know. Mainly he was just working in his garden, going to zazen, seeing students and that. But every once in a while, a little funny something. Good for him. This has been a Kuuk Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Booba of Kuuk Audio and Kuuk Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sanur with Doggett Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.